Owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Jim Blocky, former teacher, an author, and a guy that cares very desperately about our children. We're going to talk about the start of school, which is coming in about 3 weeks. I mean, it's like right around the corner, August 9th. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, we do have rush hour conditions on the 15 as you try to work your way through the resort area there. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour, mainly between Owens and Hacienda both directions. Watch for some shoulder activity on the left side. That's Interstate 15 northbound past Charleston. Also, you are bumper-to-bumper with the bridge work going on between Eastern and the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 there. That's going to continue well into next year, so expect delays through there as four lanes morph into two lanes. Also, slow flows on the Southern Beltway. That's 215 westbound at Valley Verde. And you're also slow 215 west at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
There will be no more games that are ruled no contest in the Mountain West as a result of COVID-19. Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson announcing that if a game does not get played as a result of COVID-19, it will go down as a forfeit for whatever team is responsible. There is also a possibility that team could be on the hook for financial losses by either losing television money or by being forced to pay for travel expenses for their opponent if the game does not get played. Las Vegas Aviators baseball yesterday, they were playing Salt Lake, leading 2-0 in the second. That game was suspended. It'll be made up today, and then they'll play the regularly scheduled game after that. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
and it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best network in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group. Call them right now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. See if we can squeeze in a couple of calls. Go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. You know, for a moment there, I thought you were running a rerun of one of your shows back in March when I heard Carl.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a broken record that gets stuck and, you know, just goes round and round and Maybe the next time he calls, could I suggest that you ask him who was in charge of Capitol security on that day? And the answer would be Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the Capitol Police, and she was not prepared either purposely or unpurposely.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And that's what the Republicans wanted to do. They wanted to explore Nancy Pelosi's role, and she's having none of it, obviously. JD, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Let's see if we squeeze in Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, Joe Biden today just bought 200 million more doses of the Pfizer and Moderna jab, and what Pelosi did I think a couple of days, she introduced legislation. She wants all the kids aged all the way down to like 6 now to be given these jabs, and it's like going to be coming from a mandate from the government. So when my kids goes back to school this year, are they going to round him up and give him a shot without my permission? And if they do, what are the consequences going to be?
No, schools do it differently. And Brady, I'm glad you asked the question. I'm glad you called. Thank you, man. The schools do it differently. They just say if you want to go to school, you have to have your shots. You have to, and you got to bring it on the first day of school, that kind of thing, when you register, you know, that you've had your physical and all. I mean, they do a lot of that stuff, but they do it in the schools, not where they're going to drag you out of class and stick a needle in your arm without your permission. They do it a little more subtly than that. They say, well, you want to go to school, you're going to have to do this. No, it's kind of sneaky the way they do it. and I hate it. Hey, you know, speaking of schools, August 9th is the first day of school in the Clark County School District, and Jim Blocky is a former teacher. He's the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History, also the CEO and founder of Christ Avengers. I had a chance to visit with him earlier, and boy, was he cranky. And I finally just asked him, how are you doing?
A little irritated, but good.
Well, what's got you so cranky today?
It's our government. I swear they can't do anything right. I mean, it's just, I don't know why we even ask them to. Our elected officials are just like out of their mind. And the things we're doing to our children, we raise them to just accept whatever these knuckleheads say. I was at the county commission meeting the other day, and it's like there was like 100 people that get up, 99 of them say, no, we don't want masks. And as soon as everybody's done speaking, they just start saying, okay, we know how to put masks, and 7 out of everyone. It's like we don't even exist anymore. The people who elect these knuckleheads don't even exist. We get up there and talk for hours about how stupid this is and how it's useless, and they don't hear it. It's just like we don't exist to these elected officials. They're dictators. They're not elected officials. They're definitely not servants.
It's almost as if they are people who really don't care about what we think, what you and I think, and it's what they think. And what's expedient for them and politically good for them. I think this is going to come back to bite them. That does bring us to the role of education in all of this, and how, if you look at it, we got to figure out within the next 3 weeks, you know, what we're going to do with the mask mandates and things like that in our schools. What is it that you know that we're doing right now, and do you think that's going to stand?
Well, I mean, as far, you mean the mask? Are they going to make the kids wear the mask?
Yeah.
I don't see how they're not going to do it. I mean, you know, the school board's no different than the county commission. 100,000 people walk in there and say, this is stupid. And they go, okay, we'll do the stupid thing. And it's just, not all of them. There's one, you know, Katie Williams is really good, but the rest of them are just, you know, throw them out.
Go ahead.
It's just, yeah, they don't listen. They don't care. I mean, they don't listen to facts. They don't listen to the reality. I mean, face masks are actually, they're not healthy for people, and especially for kids. You know, and, you know, I mean, as I said in the county commission meeting the other day, you know, face masks worked about as good as a wiffle ball does for a condom. It just, they don't work.
That's fun. I have not heard that one. Let me just ask you, though. There are going to be parents. They're going to say, I'm not going to have my kid wear a mask for 8 hours a day. I'm just not going to do it. And what is it that parents can do to mobilize to civil disobedience, whatever you want to call it? Is that an option?
Homeschool. That's the best option. Homeschool your kids. It's not hard to do in Nevada. Find out how to do it. But as far as, if you tell your kid you don't wear a mask and they go in there and like 100 kids are refuse to wear a mask, I mean, you're asking 5 and 10-year-old kids to take a stand. And parents, I mean, they can go to their schools. You know, if you get a bunch of parents can go into the school and say, my kid's not going to wear a mask. And if they don't, then my kid's not going to go to school. And because you're endangering my kid. And I, you know, the OSHA just came up with, if your work tells you to, that you have to take the vaccine and you get sick from it, you have a right to sue your work. I think it should be the same thing with a mask. If we're going to force our kids to wear a mask and they still get sick or they break out like a lot of kids do, they break out with their face, or they even get sick, I think we should be able to sue the school district if they're going to force us to do something that, in my opinion, is dangerous and stupid.
And if you could prove to me that the mask works, I might be a little sympathetic to their cause, but the fact is they can't. This is like TSA at the airport when they're wanding an 85-year-old grandma And everybody says, look, see, see, they're doing something. They're keeping us safe. And the fact is, they're not necessarily keeping us safe.
I feel a lot safer.
Yeah.
I want to make sure those 80-year-old women aren't going to pull out a gun and blow me away. But it's just, you know, I mean, and the fact is, even if the masks were useful, you got a disease that's not that terrible. You got a disease that, I mean, really, and in essence, it kills 0.1%, which is the same as a flu. It kills 0.1% of the people who get it. And it's just ridiculous. This vaccine scares the heck out of me. I mean, I have friends who are chemists and stuff, and they tell me what the ingredients in there. I mean, some of the ingredients in there, I mean, like, there's HIV in some of them, and it breaks down your immune system. I mean, the vaccine is definitely worse than the disease itself, and it scares the heck out of me. And there's our education system. What we've been teaching, we're teaching our children to become adults who follow whatever the government tells them to do. And so they tell you to take a vaccine, and they're marching straight in there, and, oh, yes, whatever you want, you know, Heil Biden, you know, and it's like, we've indoctrinated these kids to do what they're told, not to do what they think is right, and not to think for themselves. And it's dangerous, Kevin. It's dangerous.
The mask, the pandemic, it's just a couple of the challenges that are going to be facing teachers, students, and parents beginning August 9th. And again, Jim Blocky joining us, former teacher, the author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History, and the CEO and founder of Christ Avengers. You're going into a second or third printing on this sometime soon?
Yeah, this is actually, the first printing was Teachers, It Ain't Your Fault, and then I had changed the name of it and did a second printing, and so, yeah, this is the third one. I had to do that. I couldn't remember if that was right. But, yes, this is the third, this will be the third printing, and I believe it should be September, at the latest, so, you know, hopefully the end of September, you know, and I'll, you know, probably do a little, you know, a little
addendum,
To let everybody know that it's coming out again, and it's updated. So there's a lot more information in there. It's got the same old information, but it's updated with a lot of new stuff. And we just, you know, until we fix what's the curriculum in the schools, you know, I mean, I say this to my Christian friends, is if you can find a way, homeschool your kid. There's ways of doing it. There's ways of finding out. You can do it in groups. You can do it by yourself. You can do it at night. You can spend 2 hours a day doing it. You can spend 4 hours. You can spend $0 on a curriculum. You can spend $5,000 on a curriculum. There's just so many different ways of homeschooling your kid and getting your kid away from these satanic places called public schools, because they spend 80% of the time teaching your kid how to act. White kids are, you know, you're just born a racist, and, you know, and you know, the black kids are oppressed. And this is what they do in our schools. And they wonder why, you know, we're the worst country, one of the worst third world countries when it comes to education. Because we don't educate. We indoctrinate.
Yeah, there you go. Good guy, Jim Blocky. If you have a chance, check him out. The name of the foundation. He's a CEO and founder of Christ Avengers, and you just Google search him, and you'll find all you need to know. When we come back, a legendary Major League Baseball franchise is getting a new name. We'll tell you how they did it and what the name is. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more. The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The truth? You can't handle the truth. Most lenders are charging thousands in points and fees when refinancing or purchasing a home. It's true. Low rates sound great until you see what they're actually charging you. Now, here's a truth you can handle. SignOnTheLine.com is offering a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with absolutely no points and fees. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Yes, it's true. A 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with no points and no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Save thousands, even tens of thousands, by calling SignOnTheLine.com at 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. Or visit SignOnTheLine.com. Sign on the Line, Inc. is an equal housing lender in Nevada. Terms and conditions apply based on a loan amount of $400,000 monthly principal and interest payments. Primary residence only with a 50% loan to value. All loans subject to underwriting approval and not all applicants will qualify. NMLS number 1626699.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. How did the people of Cleveland and Major League Baseball get word of the new name for the Cleveland Indians? They recruited Tom Hanks on a video. Listen to this.
We are a city on the rise, forging into the future from our ironed out past. We are a city of fire and water, of trees and towers, built through generations of blue collars and the brightest scholars, and all of those who have worked harder. We hold tight to our roots and set our sights on tomorrow. This is our team that has stood with our city for more than a century, from Old Municipal to the corner of Carnegie. A team that has seen its own progress and prosperity. Its history flows like the river through the heart of this city. A history that has given us miraculous moments. Moments that spanned years and others 22 games. Moments that broke barriers and moments that broke hearts. Moments that prove this is more than a game. We remember those moments as we move forward with change. You see, it has always been Cleveland that's the best part of our name. And now it's time to unite as one family, one community, to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest, to come together and welcome all who want to join us. We are loyal and proud and resilient. We protect what we've earned and always defend it. Together we stand with all who understand what it means to be born and built from the land. Because this is a city we love and a game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
There you have it. That's how they did it. I'm going to tell you how they could have fixed it without changing the name. Okay, I'll give you all that in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wow. Hard to believe that the Cleveland Indians are going to become the Cleveland Guardians beginning next season. The end of a baseball era, and I'll tell you, it didn't have to happen. They could have just changed the logo.